Buckle up, excellence junkies, because this podcast is definitely for you. Welcome to Rockafuel. Do you wish that you could surround yourself with people that love to kick ass just like you? Well, come to my party, baby, and meet some of the brightest stars in the entrepreneurial galaxy, because it is my mission to give these entrepreneurs a platform to declare what they are on this planet to accomplish and to show you why they are rocket fuel. And we're live. Oh my goodness. I just finished recording this amazing episode with Mr. Gordon Glenister. He is an expert in influencer marketing. But what's super important is stop if you are a senior executive, if you are a subject matter expert, and the concept of influencer marketing gives you hives, okay? Because this episode is exactly for you. We are talking about how really seasoned executives can start to understand the influencer marketing space and figure out how they can optimize it for their corporations, for their personal brand, for their future ambitions, and understanding all the nuances of why we may feel a little anxious about going into that space. Gordon, I loved our full episode, so I'm going to encourage everybody to listen to the full episode. But tell us a little bit more about why you got into this influencer marketing space, specifically for seasoned executives.
Well, I guess, thank you for inviting me onto the show, Wanda. I've loved every minute of it. Well, I used to head up a UK trade association for 11 years, and then I left it to start my own consultancy. And I didn't actually plan to be in the influencer space, actually. It was only because of a chance meeting with another association boss that ran the Branded Content Marketing Association. And we said, look, who's looking after the influencer space? Who's representing the needs of influencers and influencer agencies? And we realized that there wasn't. So we started the UK. We started the UK Association for Influencer Marketing under the Branded Content Marketing guys. And then what happened is I ended up creating my own podcast, which is called Influence the Global Podcast.
Nice, I'll show that.
That's gone in to do, you know, really great growth. And do you know what? I like you. I love interviewing people, whether they be agencies, brands, or influencers themselves. And then, of course, I got this opportunity to write a book, which was insane. I've never written a book in my life. and I must admit, trying to write a book during lockdown had its moments. I mean, although I was writing on a computer, if it had been the equivalent of on paper, I would have thrown it on the bin loads of times, because it's difficult. It was a real difficult challenge. You know, people underestimate the time it takes to, and given that I was new into the sector, it was even more of an ordeal. It's not like I've been in influencer marketing for 10 years. But what I realized more than anything else, Wanda, is that I'm a really good curator of people. I bring people together that are already significant in a particular niche. And that was really what I was able to do. So the book is packed full of lots and lots of interviews. In fact, there's over 70 of them with individuals from all of those sectors. And of course, what that does, I end up gaining that credibility and authority by association. And that is the pillar of influence often, is realizing that if you surround yourself with highly influential people, you in turn become more influential because of the company that you keep. And in other words, it's, you know, and that has really followed me all through my career. So of course,
I like that. I'm going to repeat that: authority by association. I just put that up on the screen there.
And those of you that can see me on the video, I'm no spring chicken here. So I thought to myself, I'm surrounded by lots and lots of young folks that are, you know, big Instagrammers and, you know, mega thousands of followers on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. And I was thinking to myself, but there's an audience that's missing here. There is a highly educated audience of what I would call senior executives that know a lot about business, that know a lot about vision and direction, but actually are absent from social media, or if they're not absent, they're in it in a small way. So they are influential, but they're not enough. They're not amplifying that. So I almost use myself as a blueprint to say, look, actually, what have I done in this period of time? I've done a number of things to become more influential, including from a blank piece of paper, being a reasonably well-respected leader in the influencer marketing space in less than 2 to 3 years, which is quite significant. But I realized, you know, I'd never written a book before, never listened to a podcast before. But I got stuck in. I did my research. I found out where there was a potential gap. And I realized if I get some great guests and I do a good job, they will share my content as well as me doing that. And all of a sudden, my podcast starts to rise and rise and rise. And then one thing leads to another. You know, I now write for a national newspaper. I've been in numbers of big indexes, top 50 global leaders on influencer marketing and customer loyalty and stuff like that. And that's because I know the other people that are pushing the buttons. And maybe it's because I've come from an association background, which, by the way, guys, if you're listening, if you're not a member of an association, in your particular niche, do think about it, because actually by being on a board, by being part of a focus group, by being in a position of others that will see you, that is part of your journey about being influential. Suggesting that you write a column for a magazine in your sector, you know, finding out about Forbes as a writer. All of these things are super important. So it's not one thing in isolation. But what I say to people more than anything else, before you want to become that go-to person, doesn't have to mean that you're an influencer, but be seen as that go-to expert, is you've got to do your research. You have got to look at who else is in a similar sector to industry that shares a similar audience. What do those exemplars look like? What are they, my competitors look like? And then look over a period of at least 10 posts on LinkedIn or Twitter and look at the type of content they're producing. But the million-dollar question is, look at the engagement, the numbers of likes and comments, the sentiment behind those comments. Are they liking, for example, video? But is it short or long form? Are they liking, you know, stats? Are they liking memes? Are they liking whatever it is they are liking, commenting on? These are really good insights. So if you could imagine seeing 10 of your competitors on one side of a document and 10 different posts across the top, what that enables you to do at a distance is to start to really see in front of you what is working and what isn't. Because you could be thinking, oh, well, I'll look at one of my competitors. I bet they're doing a good job. You'll be surprised. Some of them will be, some of them won't be. And you can also learn. I mean, we were talking in the episode earlier about the fact that if you see something, that a piece of content from a major news channel, you think, great, I'm just going to share this. Well, actually, on LinkedIn in particular, the algorithms don't like outbound links within posts. So what better way to show your authority is actually to lift some of the words and the points that are being made, and then you add your own comment around that. So what that does is it gives you, I'm following you, Wanda. I want to listen to what you have to say. Now, you may say, interesting article in CNN today about blah, 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 blah. So you're quoting something of interest, but you're putting your perspective on it. That is what's going to make the difference.
Right. Oh, my goodness. So what I'm receiving, though, from what you're saying is that there may be apprehension because, one, there are so many different ways to address or become that go-to person in your niche. And it makes sense to connect with an expert like yourself that can provide that guidance, right? So the first thing is you may just assume, oh, in order for me to be the go-to person, I have to start the podcast, or I have to be posting every day, or I have to be, right? Because we'll have these just perceptions in our brain. And so you're saying stop, see what those colleagues, those people around you are actually doing. And then you can start picking, well, what is comfortable for you, what fits into your lifestyle, what fits into your corporation's comfort level and your personal comfort level. And basically, without this sort of guidance, you just wind up being frozen. And guess what? There are other people that are going to be flying right past you. Because
And remember, it's not about the number of followers that you may be this person's got way more followers than me. How do you know that the quality of those followers aren't relevant to that particular niche? You know, I mean, let's just say somebody was a fashion influencer. It might well be that 70% of that person's audience is completely outside of that country. It might mean that some of those followers are not authentic. Some of them could be bots. So you don't know, you know. I mean, I run influencer marketing campaigns for companies, and what we look for more than anything else is the audience score and the level of engagement. Yeah, because the level of engagement says to me that individual is being responsive to the comments. What that means is if somebody's taken the time to like some content or to add a comment, you know, we don't get that from the TV, do we? If you're advertising on TV, you get no feedback. And this is what's so fascinating about influencer marketing. You have the opportunity to be totally connected to your existing customer base or potential customer base in a way that is extraordinary. I mean, we've actually found now brands are being created entirely through influencers and their audiences, because it allows them to do real intel research. I mean, brands like Nike and Boohoo and all these other brands have been hugely successful. And even the B2B influencer world, you know, this is even in finance, in crypto, they're now realizing that this is a fantastic medium. Now, they may be doing something different to the beta consumer environment. And a lot of that's about research papers. It's a lot about, you know, doing collaborative podcasts together. It's about creating content from experts in crypto or experts in blockchain. Because what you don't want is the company advertising message thrust down your face. You know, what you want is engaging, interesting, educational, inspirational content from the person that it is in that niche. And that's what I find fascinating. And also, what we're also seeing is some of these user-generated content is so inspiring that the brand would have paid thousands of dollars for an advertising agency, and yet they've got an influencer doing this for them at a fraction of the price and creating really amazing conversions back to their website. I mean, I've mentioned fashion, but we've had many instances of some of these fashion influencers that are selling out garments or clotheslines in minutes, in seconds. That's because they're totally in touch with their audience, and their audience love what they do. Yeah. I mean, obviously, I can talk loads more about this.
Oh, I know. This is just the short episode, guys. So if this was intriguing to you, please go back, listen to the longer episode with Gordon Glenister. He is a true expert. He has immersed himself in influencer marketing. I love that you're an ambassador for those senior executives that are concerned because I was one
and I am one. You know, I'm a CEO and a founder of companies, and I have to say to myself, you know, if I can do it, I can show you. So I like to think I'm the living proof of that case study, that I can talk to people. And I had that imposter syndrome, you know, I had a lot of those issues and challenges as well. But what I am is absolutely passionate about what I believe in. And I think if people have got that, and there'll be loads of people that run their own businesses that feel strongly about their own sector, what they've done, but just don't know what to do and how to do it. And don't be overwhelmed. Don't be overwhelmed. Start small. If you download this document that I've put together, this is a perfect start point, because it allows you to assess where you are. And then from then on, you can then look at it growing there. Because if you don't do your research, you will make mistakes. Trust me, you will waste time. And a lot of us just don't have time to waste. We've got to be, you know, do a few things really, really well.
Absolutely. So what Gordon is referring to is his guide called Becoming the Go-To Person in Your Niche. And you all know that we ask our experts to please put together something that you can do immediately after being inspired by their episode. So this is how you can receive this wonderful guide. Text RF-Influence, RF for Rocket Fuel, dash Influence, all one word, to 411321 if you're in the US, okay? If it asks you for your email address, please provide that, because that's how you're going to get that right in your email inbox. And if you are outside of the US, then pull out that WhatsApp application. You can text us using 1-909-741-1321. And the message is RF-Influence. Once again, don't forget to provide your email address, but instantly you will get this PDF. It will be a guide on how to start doing that research. There's a wonderful example of what that spreadsheet might look like and what are you looking for? How are you going to document that? And what I love is that, Gordon, you also provided a link right to your calendar so people can just connect with you and either say, I'm struggling with this, or this is what I did, what would I do next, etc. If this is something that you have been interested in exploring for a while, I think it's really important that you connect with somebody that understands your perspective, understands the journey, and can help you do it in a way that is comfortable for you, your lifestyle, and your company's cultural expectations, right, as well. Any final words, Gordon? Thank you so much for this episode.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I mean, I would just say go for it and be consistent. You know, make sure that whatever you do, you are consistent. So if you're going to do piece of content and you can only manage two pieces of content a week, make sure that they are exactly the right time on a Tuesday and a Thursday or a Monday and a Wednesday, but be consistent, because that's what's going to get you to grow your audience. Make sure that you use the right hashtags that are totally relevant to your sector, because what you want to be is discovered. And it's fine to have great content, but you also need to be discovered. And make sure that you've got a real great circle of influence, a few people that have really got your back and would share some of your content for you, because it's all part of growing together. So those are my few words.
Fantastic. All right, Rocketeers, I hope you were writing that down. If not, then text RF-Influence to 411321 or on WhatsApp 1-909-741-1321, and you will get all of that and more. Thank you so much, and I hope you all have a rocking day. Bye now. Oh yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Look, every one of our episodes is boosted by a value-packed keyword called a catchword. Yeah, this allows our audiences to text to receive even more value from our guests. So take advantage of that great value. And if you share your expertise by guesting on podcasts or TV or speaking in front of live or digital audiences, then you're leaving anonymous fans behind. So go get a catchword at catchwords.com, K-E-T-C-H-words.com, and use podcast20 as a promo code for 20% off your setup fee. Look, make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the Rocket Fuel podcast so you never miss your jolt of Rocket Fuel. Until next time, adios.